Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We do have some weather advisories to follow today. A flood watch from Thursday evening into Friday afternoon from the National Weather Service. Today should be sunny, about 45, and turning cloudy and windy with rain late tomorrow. We'll get the full details from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, in just a few minutes. Yesterday's Region 1 summary of COVID-19 cases contained an error. Only middle school students at the Lee H. Kellogg School have to quarantine, not their families. Once again, only middle school students at the Lee H. Kellogg School have to quarantine, not their families. The Housatonic Valley Association recently presented its Montgomery Hare Environmental Champion Award to New Milford's Lisa Ostrove and Rescue Candlewood Mountain. Quoting here, when the ill-conceived industrial-sized Candlewood solar project was proposed, roughly 800 feet from Candlewood Lake, it threatened to pollute the fragile ecosystems and denude more than 70 acres of forest on the slopes of Candlewood Mountain. That, according to HVA Board President Anthony Zanino of Kent, Lisa Ostrove organized a grassroots effort called Rescue Candlewood Mountain that stood up to the proposal as it came before the Connecticut Siting Council and then continued what often felt like a David versus Goliath fight at each stage of the permitting process. A story by Bridget Ruthman in this morning's Republican American. The virus has infected Litchfield County Dispatch with one confirmed case of COVID-19 and at least a second possible case among the 18 dispatchers and call takers. Litchfield County Dispatch is preparing for the worst. The center is the primary public answering service for about 40 fire and ambulance services throughout the region. It serves about 150,000 residents in 22 municipalities and dispatches about 80,000 calls annually. If more dispatchers fall ill or test positive, 911 calls could be rerouted. Staffing could be augmented from other centers, or operations could be decentralized, according to a letter sent to emergency responders and elected officials on Monday of this week. Meanwhile, the positivity rate in Connecticut has rose. Once again, it's back to 6.67%. As of Tuesday, over 168,000 coronavirus cases were reported, an increase of over 1,500 from Monday. Tests were administered, up from 23,737 from the previous day. Those in the hospital now are at 1,159 in the state. Meanwhile, COVID-19 diagnoses and active cases are rising in Dutchess County as well. They reported on Tuesday another 167 residents have died of COVID-19. That brings the total to over 10,400. The number of active cases rose by 146 to 1,657, while the county's seven-day average positivity rate rose to 6.33%. The number of deaths remained at 215, which the number of hospitalized residents remaining at 103. New York State hospitals will randomly sample patients tested for COVID-19 for the new, likely more contagious variant of the disease recently discovered in the United Kingdom and South Africa. Governor Andrew Cuomo said yesterday the State Department of Health will contact 215 hospitals and medical facilities across the state to conduct a more advanced diagnostic coronavirus test as scientists announced a new, highly contagious strain of COVID-19 spreading through the UK that Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said is 70% more transmissible than earlier variants of the respiratory illness. Habitat for Humanity has proposed its first affordable homes in Great Barrington. In a story in the Berkshire Eagle, Central Berkshire Habitat for Humanity wants to build a cluster of up to 20 homes on a sliver of town-owned land off Route 41 in Housatonic. The project would create the town's first homes designed as affordable. Nearly half of the units would be reserved for households making 80% or less of the area's median income. The town acquired the 7.5-acre parcel known as Alden property last year for $175,000 and entrusted its development to the Great Barrington Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Out of Sharon, a story by Ruth Epstein, the winter holiday season will be brighter this year for some local children, thanks to students of Sharon Center School and the staff. Last week, the Student Council hosted PJ Day for Kids, the annual Pajama Day event, a fundraiser for children with cancer at Connecticut's Children's Medical Center at Hartford. Thanks to the generosity of the school community, a $300 donation was made to CCMC. Reminder, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association invites you to their junior ski camp for boys and girls ages 7 and up. It'll be held January 1st and 2nd from 9 until 3. Pre-register or information by calling Ken Barker at 860-806-0000. 1-800-273-0471 or email kennethbarker@gmail.com. More information is available at jumpfest.org. Due to the surge in the pandemic and to protect musicians and staff, the Berkshire Bach Society canceled their Bach and Telemann performance, which was pre-recorded live on the Mahaley stage and streamed on New Year's Eve. In place of that recital, they will present a free broadcast of the January 1st, 2020 performance at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. The web link for more information is berkshirebach.org events. The D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village presents a library Zoom event, Learning to Listen, Classical Music with Warren Whitaker, Saturday, January 23rd and Sunday, January 30th at 4 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 200 points to 30,015.51 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 12,807.92, and the S&P 500 at 3,687.26. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.